all gavels come to order. We have present Senator Salford, Senator Sharp, and myself, Chairman Lehman. First item of the business we have before us today is Senate Bill 81, repeal the 65-day limit for contingency plans. And thankfully, you heard this in my absence last week. I'm not aware that any other testimony is necessary, and I don't have anybody else from the public who's signed up to testify. Is anybody here who wishes to testify on Senate Bill 81? Okay. My intent that we move to say, what's the pleasure of the committee?
We heard it the other day. We're satisfied.
Thank you.
I
a motion to discuss.
I move to move the bill out of committee with individual recommendation.
Senator Sharp moves to discharge the bill. Any objection? Senate Bill 81 is discharged from committee with individual recommendation. Thanks for standing by and being here just in case. We do a good work. Next item we have before us is Senate Bill 90, dealing with an act clarifying powers and duties of state officials in relation to a disaster emergency caused by a catastrophic oil discharge or the release of a hazardous substance. This is a piece of legislation I've agreed to sponsor, be the prime sponsor of, and we have with us today representatives both of the DEC and the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, and I don't know which of you two would like to come before us first. Ms. Adair, if you'd want to join us first, or Mr. Morrison?
Come together.
you can show us how cooperative the two departments are. And just briefly explain why this is necessary and what this accomplishes. And
are we on teleconference, Mr.
We're not on teleconference. But would you, just for the record, so the microphone can pick you up, state your name for the record and who you represent.
Mr. Chairman, I'm Jeff Morrison, the legislative liaison for the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs.
I'm Janice Adair, Assistant Commissioner, DEC.
We have a position paper that should be in your files on this legislation. The bill is basically in two sections. The second section is primarily a housekeeping section. So it's the first section that I'll address significantly, and then just briefly the second section. You can see that the bill, the statute as it reads now, 4604-0808A, says the actual or imminent occurrence of a catastrophic oil discharge constitutes a disaster emergency under statute. And right now, that's something that's very unique in state government. Disaster emergencies, all other disaster emergencies are declared by the governor as disaster emergencies. And because of the way that this language says that something is automatically a disaster, it kind of takes away the whole executive process and creates confusion on what is a disaster and who's supposed to do what and so on. The Commissioners of Environmental Conservation and Military and Veterans Affairs executed a memorandum of agreement to make this work for the time being. It says they will work together in the event that something like this happens and make a recommendation that a disaster declaration actually be signed by the governor. But this puts in statute, it takes away the automatic declaration and establishes in statute that a declaration doesn't happen until it's declared by the governor. That's the key part of this is on line 9. If the governor declares a disaster emergency, etc., then the two departments shall respond appropriately. And the appropriate response is also worked out in the memorandum of agreement. It's using the incident command system, which both departments have had exercise in. So that's basically the whole key purpose of the statute is to take away the automatic declaration and require that the declaration be actually executed and signed by the governor. The language, the preparatory language on line 6 and 7 is essentially copied from the language that currently exists in a similar section, which appears in section 2 on page 2 of the bill, lines 8 and 9. And section 2 deals with the same thing, only for hazardous materials discharges. The way that section currently reads is that the governor's, it is not an automatic declaration. So if there's a hazardous materials release, the governor signs a declaration as recommended by either the Commissioner of Environmental Conservation or currently the Director of Emergency Services, and we want to change that to the Commissioner rather than the Director. So they either want to request the Governor to declare disaster, and that's the way the statute reads now. So we basically copied that language and made the section dealing with catastrophic oil discharge identical to the section that deals with the hazardous substance release. And that's how the text itself was drafted. There are a couple of other minor changes with the nature of the bill, but as I say, the whole purpose of it is so that it removes the confusion concerning what is a disaster and requires the Governor to make the declaration.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Morrison. Is there anything to add to that?
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay. The departments, both departments agree that this resolves the conflict satisfactorily to your department's satisfaction.
Yes.
In reality, this is probably how you're doing things anyway, but this just helps clarify and straighten out the confusion.
Mr. Chairman, it would be if we were faced with that situation.
Okay. Any questions from the committee? All right. Thank you. Do we have anybody else from the public who wishes to be heard on Senate Bill 90? This is in my opinion, a fairly simple housekeeping measure, and we could move this today, or what's the pleasure of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I see this goes on to resources. Is that
yes, it goes next to resources.
Resources, so there is another committee reference. If there's no objection, I would move the bill out of committee with individual recommendations, SB 90.
Okay. Do you have any objections? No objections. Senate Bill 90 is discharged from the Special Committee on Oil and Gas with individual recommendations. Thank you, Senator Sharp and Senator Halford, for joining us. We have nothing else to be brought before us. I would like to stay long enough to sign the sheets, and thank the rest of you for coming, and the meeting is adjourned.